you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leah Lowenstein and Tim Cogshell. Up first is Dune Part 2, directed and co-written by Denis Villeneuve. Tim?
Oh, this is very, very good. This film picks up exactly where the first Dune left off. But this film is a different genre almost. This is an action film. This is a war film. We still have our narrative, Paul Atreides, revenge, all of that kind of stuff. But this is a huge film with gigantic special effects that moves very, very fast. You've never seen anybody ride worms the way they ride the worms in this movie. It's a really, really good movie. It's very strong. It also brings back a part of the narrative that Frank Herbert was talking about back in 1965 that has to do with the expulsion of colonizers from foreign lands. Back then, he was talking about Algeria and Mali and places like that. Here, you can make analogies, and I like that Denis Villeneuve brought all of that back into the series.
Dune Part 2 stars Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya. It's rated PG-13 in wide release. The comedic drama Problemista stars Julio Torres and Tilda Swinton. Torres also wrote and directed it. Lael?
This is his directorial debut, and I thought it was terrific. It's a fun and sort of darkly comic riff on the immigrant experience and also what it's like to work for a crazy boss. I thought Torres was just wonderful. I thought it goes to funny places. It's got a touch of Wes Anderson whimsy. I really enjoyed it.
Problemista, Tim.
Written, directed, and starring this young man. He's a very good actor. He's a pretty good writer. He's going to have to work on his directing chops, as far as I'm concerned. Lael, this is not a tight, tight film. And it's really a bit of a shame, because if had it been directed more tightly, I think I would have enjoyed it as much as you.
All right.
Problemista is rated R in select theaters. Spaceman, a sci-fi drama that's airing on Netflix, starring Adam Sandler and Carey Mulligan. Lael?
Yeah, Sandler has been in space for 6 months alone, and he's going off to explore a cloud outside of Jupiter. And at that time, his wife, Carey Mulligan, on Earth, decides she thinks she's going to leave him. Not looking so good for him, but it's an interesting premise. The hook is good. It goes to weird places. He meets an alien spider on the spaceship who kind of psychoanalyzes him. Shades of HAL in Kubrick's 2001. I thought it was kind of mixed. It starts off well, but then sort of goes downhill.
Spaceman is rated R, directed by Johan Rank. And Love Lies Bleeding, a romantic thriller starring Kristen Stewart and Katie O'Brien. Tim?
A romantic thriller. This is a mean, vicious, nasty little movie that I really, really like. Has a lot in common with those early Coen Brothers movies. Blood Simple, Fargo, that kind of stuff. But Katie O'Brien is what... I love Kristen Stewart. Katie O'Brien is what this movie gives us. She is outstanding. She's a movie star.
Love Lies Bleeding is directed and co-written by Rose Glass, rated R. It's at the Los Feliz Theater starting Sunday, March 3rd. From all of us at Film Week and the Marquee, have a terrific weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.